This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are probably tens of thousands of people in this country named John Williams. The Star Wars and many other movies composer is, of course, one of them. A guy who is going to have a whole lot of influence on this economy is another. That John Williams was named today as the head of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Gina Smilek covers the Fed for Bloomberg News. Gina, it's good to talk to you again.
Thanks so much for having me on.
All right. First things first, who is this guy, John Williams?
So John Williams is the incumbent president of the San Francisco Federal Reserve, and he's also a longtime Fed economist. He worked at the Fed board in Washington before he moved out to San Francisco.
The job he is getting as of today, it's been rumored for a while, is arguably maybe other than the chairman of the Board of Governors in Washington, the most important job within the Federal Reserve System. Explain why the head of the New York Fed matters.
There are a couple of reasons why this is such an important job. The first, and perhaps the most obvious, is that the New York Fed president has a constant vote on monetary policy, which differs from the other 11 regional banks because they all operate on sort of a rotating schedule. It's also a really important job because the New York Fed president has oversight of supervision of some of the most important banks in the world because they're sitting on Wall Street. And they act as a liaison with those banks in times of crisis. And then added to that, they by tradition work really closely with the Fed chair. And so that makes them sort of a key player on the Federal Open Market Committee.
We ought to mention here that John Williams is actually an economist. Jay Powell, the chair of the Fed, is not. And that would seem to matter in this instance.
Absolutely. I think that that makes John Williams a lot more important because what we know about Jay Powell is that he's rumored to be a great listener. You know, he really talks to his staff. And so I think if he's got a person in this role who has an expertise where he's lacking, it's probably going to make that person all the more important to shaping his opinions.
And he's also, it should be mentioned here, because he is an economist, he's not a banker. And one of the criticisms of people who've been running the New York Fed and regulating banks is that, you know, they've been too tight with the banks because they're coming from the banking world.
Right. This revolving door problem is something that you hear a lot, especially when you talk about the New York Fed. So I do think it probably helps optically that he has no ties to big banks.
All right. So here's another thing that Williams is. He is yet another white guy running or participating in monetary policy. There is no shortage of white guys now and for a long time. This appointment has been criticized by Cory Booker from New Jersey and Elizabeth Warren and many, many others who say, listen, this is a chance and opportunity, especially with Janet Yellen gone, to have some diversity at the Fed.
So the optics of this appointment are not all good. What was a diverse process and promised to be transparent and consider a lot of women and minorities ended in a white insider who's sort of been around the Fed for quite some time. And so I think that that's probably something you're going to continue to hear in the days ahead, just sort of this backlash around this appointment.
Do you expect any actual changes in policy with Williams?
So the thing about Williams is he already has a seat at the table. And so I don't think what we would expect from this is any kind of dramatic shift in the way the Fed's thinking. What could get elevated a little bit, though, is he has been really pushing the Fed to reconsider its inflation target. So I think that longer term discussion could get a little bit more attention now that he is in a more powerful role.
Yeah. And that thing the Fed looks at, one of the two things that it's supposed to concentrate on is, of course, inflation and consistent prices. Last thing, and then I'll let you go, Gina. Imagine John Williams running the New York Fed when some kind of economic crisis hits, much like Tim Geithner did 10 years ago. Do you think he's up to it?
So John Williams, I've been covering John Williams for years. He certainly does seem to be someone who's really attentive and he's clearly smart based on his record. At the same time, you know, there has been a lot of criticism over the fact that he hasn't spent a lot of time working in markets. And so that is one concern. That said, the Fed will push back on that and say his research shows he understands it. So I think it kind of remains to be seen.
Gina Smilek, she covers the Fed at Bloomberg News. Gina, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.